still can't reach the girl by the phone. I wonder where she is.
Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. It's been a long month, and it's just now beginning here for November 2018. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and thank you all for your support. You know my guest line number is 657-383-0771. You can begin calling as of right now. But first of all, I want to introduce you to my guest this evening, Benny J. All right, Benny J, are you with me this evening?
What's up, Miss Brenda Moss, also known as Miss Lady Diva? How you doing, sweetheart?
All right. And thank you for participating and coming on to the show. Tell us briefly about yourself, Benny J, and how you got started in your music, on your music journey in the music industry.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, giving full honor and glory to the Creator, I thank you for even inviting me to be a part of your wonderful show. I was born in Danville, Kentucky, also known as the City of First, because there's been many firsts in that little town. I just started at, I guess, about age of 10, after my mom and dad separated and divorced, I started, you know, acting out and trying to find a way to address my aggressions. And I was cutting up, you know, trying to get attention, you know, always ended up in the principal's office and all that kind of stuff. And I came across this oblong-looking instrument called the alto saxophone, and I just kind of took an interest in it and wanted to learn how to play it. But prior to that, and this was in the fifth grade and when I was in Danville, but prior to that in the fourth grade, I had started playing a flutophone. Back then, they had, I guess, fourth and fifth graders starting to play flutophone, try to, I guess, some type of music appreciation. And I think the saxophone was kind of a very unusual instrument and had a lot of keys on it. It looked kind of funny, and I just wanted to learn how to play it, and started a fifth grade band under the leadership of Mr. Gravely.
All right. Thank you for that information. Very interesting. Did you ever play in the church choir as you were young, learning this instrument? And was that the only instrument that you preferred?
Well, ironically, I didn't play in the church choir. I actually was in, I was singing in the youth choir at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I and of course I take it after my mother. My mother was a singer. I found out later on, and I was in a youth choir and young adult choir, and I was hesitant in playing in church because at the time, you know, I was listening to different genres of music, and I didn't, you know, you don't feel comfortable as a teen playing in church. But my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, invited me to play, this one, I was in sixth grade then, play at a tea that her and her club, social club, had while in Danville. And I got a chance to play music from one of my beginning books. And I got such a round of applause. That was just, I think I was like Barry Light, Little Lamb or something like that. And I got a nice round of applause. And I said, okay, well, this might be kind of cool. Yes, but getting on back to the church thing, wasn't until when I was a teen, you had certain pastors that, you know, if you playing one genre of music, when I started, you know, playing with neighborhood musicians, playing the little neighborhood club scene and things, then you had your split interest, and some pastors kind of, you know, old school pastors kind of frowned down on it, that they either wanted you to play in church or not play at all. And so one particular pastor in particular, don't mind naming him, Reverend Parks, Hillary Parks, he told me, you know what, you need to minister to people where they are. You know, they might be in the club, they might be out in the streets, you might see them anywhere, but as long as you got your spiritual foundation intact, you know, you never know whose life you might touch. And he kind of opened up a key for me to really not only be able to play in the clubs or whatever, but also share my gift that I got from the good Lord on, you know, in church as well.
Right, right. Amen. Thank you for that information. Now, the track that I played, My Heart is Calling, can you tell me briefly about that song? Now, I remember that one back in 2014, 2013, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, I probably just started... that's when we actually released it. Me and my partner, I have a writing partner named Mr. Ronald E. Booth. Well, we went to Kentucky State University together and in the marching band and stuff, and started and was in a band together. But what happened, that song was actually written, I want to say, in 1994.
Yeah,
The music,
I remember it.
Yeah, the music was produced by Mr. Gerald Coco Hammond here in Louisville. And he had the music, and he let me hear it. And what I basically did, I listened to it probably about three or four times, and I came up with a hook. And then I started writing the lyrics slowly to it. It took me about a couple of weeks. And then finally, I started singing, put the melody together, and I started singing the lead and background vocals, but when we got to recording, I knew it needed to have a little, that was a softer touch on the background, so I hired a young lady who was my my former wife, which I don't mind sharing. Her name is Deborah Ben Smith. She helped me on the background vocals. Yeah, and we recorded it actually in Louisville at Falk Studio in 1994.
Oh.
And, yeah, and I was able to kind of, put that on the album that me and my writing partner, Ron Booth, started. And, it still, still needs a little bit of updating, but that was one of the first songs that I got a chance to record here in Louisville.
Yes, I remember that cut, and that's when I really started really getting into jazz music, or rather smooth jazz and R&B. That was
awesome.
One of my top music genres, and I was stuck since. But I remember that cut. I was in love with that cut. I was even trying to sing, but I can't sing.
Bless your heart. Well, ironically, I tried to do it too. As you know, my primary instrument is saxophone, but I've been blessed to do a few vocals, here and there.
Now, is that one instrument the only instrument you play? I mean, have you tried playing keyboard or drums or any other instruments?
Well, ironically, I play a little bit of piano, keyboard. When I'm writing songs and stuff, I try to use the piano as my basic, to use the melodic line, maybe a basic chord, and try to come up with a bass line. But after that, I leave it to the professionals.
Right.
You never see me out on the gig playing, trying to play keyboard.
Right.
Alto saxophone and soprano saxophone are my two primary instruments that I've pretty much gravitate to and enjoy playing.
And I would like to ask you, where are you calling from? There are persons wanting to know.
All right. Well, I'm calling directly, all the way live from the Derby City of Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, all right. And anyone that's listening now is welcome to call on the show. You know the numbers, my guest line number. And I want to spin some more music. Now, we want to elaborate on this new single that came out 2018, Somebody Loves You. Now, what made you want to do this piece, Benny J?
I'm glad you asked that. But first of all, it's a sentimental. Yeah, really, it's a sentimental record, for real. I love Patti LaBelle. I love all her music, but my mother, Dolores E. Whitney Smith, who has transitioned. That was Patti LaBelle was her favorite artist, and that was her favorite, one of her, if not the, her favorite song. And so I felt I've never done it. I've always wanted to do it, but I finally got a chance to do it instrumentally. And I thought that a tribute to Miss Patti LaBelle and dedicate the song to my mother would probably be inappropriate, and I felt good about it. And I was able to secure the services of Mr. Bam Davis. Well, he goes by Kenaniah Israel, formerly known as Bam Davis, originally from Detroit, who's currently based in Atlanta area. And he produced the song for me, and Mr. Bob Baldwin mixed it, and Mr. Bobby Ford mastered it. And so it hadn't been officially released, but I've been using it primarily for promotional purposes, but it's going to be on the forthcoming EP and album, though.
Well, all right. Well, I love it already. So everyone sit still
and listen
to this new single by Benny J. This is called Somebody Loves You. And you stay with me, Benny J. Everybody stay tuned. Be right back.
Thank you, please.
one, you heard it. Somebody loves you. And that's Benny J.
All right.
Yeah. You listen to that, it makes you sit down and be quiet.
Ah, bless your heart, sweetheart. This definitely has some sentimental value. Thank you so much for sharing it.
All right. So right now people are wondering if you have a website and how can they follow up with you. I would like for you to give some information on your website and information on what social sites that you're on where our listeners can follow you up on.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, first of all, I do have a website that's under construction as we speak, especially since I'm getting ready to expand the horizons with the this recent distribution deal that I recently was blessed to have gotten. But right now, I'm on Facebook. I have an artist page on Facebook. It'll be under Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, J. Smith. And find me under that. Also, I have a Facebook page, Benny J. Smith, B-E-N-N-I-E, middle initial J. Smith, and also Benny J. Smith, Roman numeral 2. The artist page might also have at Facebook at Benny J. and Friends, B-E-N-N-I-E-J-A-N-D-F-R-I-E-N-D-S. That's pretty much it right now. I got my Twitter that I'm getting ready to launch, as well as my Instagram page. So please start be looking out for those, please.
All right. Thank you for that information, Benny J. I would like to talk about that. You ran for Senate back in 2013. Is that correct?
I did. I actually was blessed to have run for two offices. Back in 98 was the very first time I've ever run for a political office, and that was as a mayor of Louisville as an independent. You know, I just thought I would throw my hat in there, and because at the time, during that particular time frame, we had 2 years back-to-back 68 murders, and it seemed like none of the public officials were – yeah, okay. So and at the time, neither one of the public officials – were addressing those issues, especially the mayor at the time. And I felt as a, and I was at that time a human and civil rights activist, you know, along with doing my music. And I thought I could make a difference, you know, and I had some ideas about how to, you know, at least be a benefit for this city, as well as addressing, you know, housing, economic, and social issues. And as you alluded to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, baby, fine. And as I was also going to, as you alluded to, back in 2013, I after coming back from Cincinnati in 2012 as getting hired as a field organizer for the Obama-Biden campaign. They hired me in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was able to set up a voluntary organization in the Avondale community. So once we completed that, obviously we did win. President Obama and Biden won Cincinnati, Ohio,
and Ohio
as a general overall. I came back home, went to Louisville in 2013, saw the political landscape, and then didn't like some of the things that unfortunately our senator from Kentucky, Mr. Mitch McConnell, was espousing, especially Clint. You remember that when he started making statements, because I don't want to get too political, but hey, when he started making statements about saying he was going to see that President Obama was going to be a one-term president, and then other things that wasn't really benefiting the citizens of Kentucky, I just prayed on it, and I finally stepped out on faith, and I went and filed my papers. And, you know, I ran a campaign as a U.S. senator under a Democratic ticket and ran for 6 months. And unfortunately, I never heard from any of the leadership in the Kentucky Northern National. So after about 6 months, they went on a search of their own and they found their particular candidate. And so, but I did during that time. Oh, I did meet the wonderful allies, our top-notch officials and public service, and even got a chance to meet the honorable and late Wendell Ford.
Okay.
And got a chance to meet Vice President Joe Biden's son at a fundraising event.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of other local and national officials. Yeah. So so it was a great opportunity, and once again, hey, I just stepped out there, and that's why I encourage anybody, young, old, regardless of what nationality, religious affiliation, genre, sexual orientation, to run for office. What, you know, you got to go with your passion, step out on faith, and make a difference in your community. And that's all I try to do.
Well, amen to that, and thank you for that information. That's a lot, quite interesting. Have you thought about running again, doing it again in the near future?
You know, I'd never say no, but I, you know, right now I'm just right now just focusing on my music and, you know, trying to get this EP and album together, and so I can have it, you know, ready for release sometime early next year, about the first quarter, at least between now and Derby. Or, you know, I would say, you know, just trying to get that all together. And I'm blessed, by the way, to be able to be working with the urban jazz artist, keyboardist, producer, and entrepreneur, Mr. Bob Baldwin. Man, he's, you know, he really blessed me with an opportunity. I guess if you want to talk about that, let me know.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that I will hear from Bob Baldwin if ever he comes through. Meanwhile, we'll continue talking about you. I have a caller that called in. Area code
awesome.
904. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello, area code 904. State your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
Yes, my name is Greg. How you doing, Brenda?
Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Good, 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 good. My brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
Good, good, good. I was to ask you about the office you was running for. The effect that you, in this current political atmosphere, that you were trying to make it a serious effect on not only the far as the Republican atmosphere, but Democratic atmosphere for Black folk and everybody else that this current political thing is affecting, how it's affecting people.
Yes, sir.
Uh huh.
You had a question on that? You had a question?
Yeah, that was a question.
Repeat that again. I must have heard you wrong. Please.
How does it affect, when you was running, how does it affect people, what you were trying to do?
Oh, as far as when I ran back in 2013 for the 2014.
Right, right, I understand that. Right, right.
But how did my running affect people?
Yeah. What was your intention? And how you wanted things to be done? Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, basically, I had an opportunity to live in Charlotte, North Carolina, for about 4 years, and I quickly realized
right.
that Kentucky is about 20 or 25 years behind.
Yeah.
And so I picked up some good ideas. Okay, so I picked up some good ideas being in Charlotte. Those. 3.5 or 4 years, and and I felt that one of the main things in it was job training, you know, opportunities,
yes,
and give ex-felons an opportunity to be made whole again in terms of them be a part of the political process and pardoning their records,
right.
once, especially after they've given their time to society, or paid their debt to the society.
Right, that's right.
And with me having being raised by a visually impaired mother, and also I have a hearing impaired cousin, Right,
you know,
sometimes too often we forget about those folks who are in the disabled.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to do something with our youth and our elderly.
That's right.
So I had a plan. I had a great platform.
Yeah.
Just didn't get a chance to really, you know, spread it like I wanted.
I understand.
To, you know,
because far too often, everything is taken for granted. You know what I mean?
Yes,
from DC to local. You know what I mean? The thing is that everything is taken for granted, and the people who are in very need, strictly
I agree.
In need, you know what I mean? Strictly. It's not just nationally, they just overlook everything in a general aspect of everything. It's just,
yes,
you know what I mean? It's not paid attention enough.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your call, sir. What's your name again?
Greg.
Greg, thank you so much for your call, my brother. Appreciate you, man. And I pray that all is well with you and your family and your inner circle.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you for calling,
man.
Greg.
All right, we're going to continue.
We're going to continue here. There's another caller. Area code 270. Go ahead and speak, please. Area code 270, please state your name and speak, please.
Yes, my name is Magdalene Ferguson. I am a friend of Bennett J. And he was
just
here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky for the classic. And it was
all
outstanding.
Right.
And the people are still waiting to hear him again.
Hello there, Ms. Magdalene Ferguson.
Well, hello, Mr. Bennett J. You got our city still talking about you, man.
Ah, man, thank you so much for calling. Let me make a point real quick. I know she's probably embarrassed about this, but Miss Magdalene Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, happened to be blessed to be magistrate elect out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Christian County area. So she's the first African American woman to be able to hold that seat in this past election cycle. So give her a warm of applause. I know we can't hear you, but yes, Magdalene Ferguson, congratulations to you. I thought I'd give you a shout out since you called me, brother, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. And it's an honor. I just had my first sit down today with the elected officers getting ready to do all the paperwork. So at least I know it's real now.
All right, thank you for calling. Thank you for your support. Thank you.
You got a question, Ms. Magdalene?
All I know is let us know where we need to come and hear you again.
Okay, and thank you.
You got our city ready for you.
Thank
you
so much.
You have our city ready to hear you again, host you again.
Oh, thank you so much. And tell all my peeps down there in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Christian County, and surrounding areas, Madisonville, Fort Campbell, and all that, I said hello and thank them for that warm, warm, generous hospitality. And by the way, Sister Lady Diva, Brenda, she was talking about the classic.
There was a
F.E. Whitney, inaugural Whitney classic, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got blessed to be able to provide some entertainment on that Friday night and Saturday during the classic there in Hopkinsville, and I got some great supporters, and it was a great opportunity to kind of network.
Right, right, all right. Thank you for calling, and congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You have a blessed
Thank you, Ms. Magdalene. Congratulations. Keep up the great work, young lady.
Do my best.
There's another caller, area code 773. Go ahead and state your name and speak, please.
Hi, Brenda. How are you this evening?
Hello. And who am I speaking to?
This is Buddha. Benny J knows me very well.
All right. Oh, my God. What's up? Hey, this. There's some history right here. This young man right here, Ronald E. Booth, He's my co-writing partner. We met at Kentucky State as freshmen. We was in a marching band together, the concert band together,
okay,
the jazz
okay.
band together.
Okay.
And when everybody and when school was
you,
out, yeah. And the pep band. I can't forget about the pep band. The pep band was a band that played pregame, halftime, and postgame of K-State basketball games. We were not like a pep band.
Right.
We were like a full band with bass, drum, keyboard, guitar. Female singers, background singers, and it was a great. But anyway, Lana Booth, man, I have to. His brother right here, man, he songwriter, gifted songwriter, bass player, and he's been a dear friend and a fraternity brother, and we've been through a lot. As a matter of fact, he co-wrote a lot of the songs. I might go ahead and plug this. There's music out there. On the digital distribution sites on Amazon, iTunes, all you got to do is just Google Ron Booth and Benny J. Smith, R-O-N-B-O-O-T-H, A-N-D, Benny J. Smith, and you'll see the music that's available. You know, it's a little older stuff that we did, but nevertheless, it's out there, and it is some of the good old soul, inspirational funk that we've been able to get that Ron actually wrote, and we just basically recorded it in a studio in Chicago area, Alton. Am I saying that Alton, Illinois?
Alton.
Yeah,
Illinois.
And
Chicago.
Yes, sir. Well, talk
man,
to us, brother. What you call, man? What you call
today.
For, man? What's up? What you call for, man? Talk to us, sir.
Just made it back from Chicago. Back in Milwaukee and stuff. I'm in the studio right now doing some things at home. It's outside, so I'm listening on the radio and said, I hope I get a chance to talk to you before the show is over and stuff. I just want to say that you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job, man. I'm keeping up with you on Facebook and everything. Very proud of you, man. You know, we've been through a lot of things and stuff, but, man, you're doing your thing, and keep going, man. Keep doing it.
What? Oh, man, appreciate you, man. Well, like I said, man, you had a lot to do with that, man. You gave me an opportunity to be a part of a unique band that we put together, and we were really going places. Lord had us in the right thing, but sometimes the Lord knows better, you know. But I tell you what, man, you have been inspirational. I still think about our parents, you know, and I got them in our thoughts and prayers. You know, for them believing in us and all the other musicians, I don't mind sharing the band called Calculus 2 Band. All the musicians that was in that band, man, although we had some problems, man, we had some great times and made some waves, opened up for some major national recording artists. And, hey, thank God. I thank everybody, whoever's still doing that thing in the music. Keep on doing your thing. And Booth, man, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Yeah,
years,
man.
My brother.
And God bless you, man. And I keep you in my thoughts and prayers, man. I appreciate your support. And I look forward to seeing you again soon, sir.
Thank
you for calling.
I'll be waiting for you.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, homeboy, partner.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Sorry, take care, you guys.
All right. Thank you for
calling. All right,
calling.
Man. God bless.
God bless you. All right. We have one more caller.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Area code 270. Go ahead and speak and state your name.
Hi, my name is Jeanette Hobson.
Hello, Jeanette.
Hey, how are you?
Jeanette Hobson. All right, now.
Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
What's up, Miss Jeanette? How you doing, sweetheart? Thank you for calling.
I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
I'm doing great. Just enjoying this good weather we've been fortunate to have the last couple of days. But, hey, thank you so much for calling. What's going on with that? Let me say this about Jeanette. I know I'm like, they calling to talk to me. I got to give them a plug, you know, give credit where credit's due. I met Jeanette during the Classic weekend and doing a segment. This young lady just jumped on the keyboards and started playing. I said, wow.
Wow, wow.
And so she's gifted. She's a gifted musician in her own right. So I got to give her props. So, Jeanette,
right.
Thank you for your support from coming out to that event that Saturday night, and thank you for displaying your God-given gift as well.
Thank you. Right. And I just want you to know that I really enjoyed you the night that I came out to hear you. And you're very humble and very blessed. And I just want you to know that.
Thank you, Fiona. I appreciate you so much. And I look forward to coming back down in that area as well as Madisonville and, you know, see if we can make something happen. I might even, like I said, have to get you to play the keyboard part. You never know, right?
Okay. I guess I'll help you do something.
please consider it, okay? Thank you.
Okay, Fiona.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you for your call, Fiona. Right.
I want to say something about Jeanette. That lady flew in from New York. She's a dear friend of mine. Flew in from New York because we've been trying to host Benny J in Hawkinsville for over a year. And the fact that I said I wanted him to come to our city, people were calling me from everywhere trying to come in and hear live jazz music. So believe me, it's an honor for Jeanette to be on this call tonight.
All right.
Well, I'm humbled and honored as well. Thank you all so much, man. Can't wait to see you all again. Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Well, Benny, we're going to give you a little break, give yourself a swig of water. And I want to spin Lose Your Love. Can you elaborate a brief story on this song when it first came out and how you come up with the title and who's all involved in this music track?
You want me to do it before or afterwards?
Before.
Okay. Actually, the name of the song is officially called I Don't Want to Lose Your Love.
Okay.
The story behind that is kind of, I don't mind sharing it because, you know, art is music, music is art. But what happened was I had an opportunity. I've been living here in Louisville for a while, and I had an opportunity to relocate to Charlotte, North Carolina, and a dear friend of mine from high school and named Angela Walker. She was living in Charlotte, had been in Charlotte after being in Jacksonville for a while, and she knew that I was driving 18-wheelers. I was driving at that time, driving over the road, and she knew that trucking was my passion and music was. So what she did, she offered me an opportunity to come to Charlotte, and me being naive about Charlotte, I said, well, what's in Charlotte? And little did I know that Charlotte was not only the number two banking capital of the world, they also had a couple of professional sports teams. They also had a lot of clubs that were growing and opening up. And she felt that I'd be beneficial. My music would be beneficial considering there. So obviously I was in a relationship. I was actually, and I had to pray and I, you know, after, you know, offering an opportunity to go to Charlotte, and my significant other at the time didn't want to go, and so I had to determine whether I was going to take an opportunity to still stay in Louisville and be depressed again or step out on faith and pursue an opportunity. So it took me about 3 months. I was going back and forth to really determine whether I'm going to go. But once I decided after the third month, I said, you know what, this opportunity won't drop in your lap anymore or might not come around again. So I just stepped out on faith, and I relocated to Charlotte. And needless to say, I hit the ground running, met every musician I could, went to every club and started playing around. And within 4 months being there, I got introduced to a young man, an extraordinary, and when I say extraordinary, you'll understand why. An extraordinary young man named Thomas Rory. Thomas Rory is a paraplegic. He's a former musician. Oh, he was a band musician, a touring musician with Blue Magic and Cameo, and he was involved in an accident in '81, tragic accident. But Thomas Rory is on his back and running several businesses as well as a record label. He offered me an opportunity to come by. He let me listen to about four tracks. One, this particular track that you get ready to hear, was produced by a young lady, very talented young lady named Balance. And after getting the song, I listen to the song, that I come up with a hook, and then I come up with the lyrics. But this particular song, I didn't want to just come up with just any song. this was kind of like an apology song for my significant other for pursuing, you know, leaving like I did and pursuing my selfish ambitions. So that's why when you hear the lyrics, you'll understand what's going on. And it's an apologetic song, and like I said, it was called "I Don't Want to Lose Your Love." And I guess from there you'll understand the lyrics, and so I just wrote and sung the lead and background vocals to it, and Thomas Rory, was gracious enough to let me record it in his studio out of Charlotte under Ballistic Records.
Okay. Well, here is "Don't Want to Lose Your Love" by Benny J. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
I delivered that single directly to my the young lady I was involved with and apologized to her, and she accepted my apology.
Right. Well, that's understandable. I still love the melody. I love the lyrics. It's music, as you say.
Thank you
now,
so much. Thank you.
I would like to ask you this. Do you have any upcoming events in the near future, any live performances that you may be scheduling coming up in the near future?
Actually, I do. Immediately on Friday, November the 16th, I've been blessed to be hired by a band here in Louisville, Kentucky, called The Ville Effects, with Paulette Johnson and Gavin. We're playing for the Men's Ministry of the Portland Memorial Missionary Baptist Church's 11th annual Happy Hour Gospel Jazz Affair. And that's going to be on Friday, once again, Friday, November 16th, down at the Hotel Louisville. That's from 7 to 10. Tickets are available for that. And I guess if you can contact someone within the Portland Memorial Missionary Baptist Church or Paulette Johnson, you can look her up either on Facebook or I could get a number to you later on if need be. And also on Saturday, November the 17th, I got hired, my whole band I got hired is to provide entertainment for another church event, which is the Brown Memorial CME Church's adult prom affair. And that's going to be held on, like I said, at the Kingfish Restaurant Banquet Hall out there on 3021 River Road in here in Louisville also. And that's going to be from 6 to 10. And tickets will be available for that as well. And so, you know, those are two events right now. And December the 15th, in Lexington, although it's a private affair, I'm going to be blessed to be able to provide entertainment for Miss Beverly Pursley's birthday party. I'll be accompanied on that one. This is going to be a two-man gig there, but by Mr. Tim Talbert out of Lexington, originally from Columbus. And there's some things that's working on that's coming up on during the holidays. I say during Christmas time that I'm trying to get confirmation on. I think December 29th, possibly in Paducah, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then but the main thing I'm working on in between is, like I said, is this CD project, album project, and with Mr. Bob Baldwin, which, if you allow me to elaborate,
go
on,
ahead.
The range, may I?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and I did leave Mr. Baldwin a note. Hopefully, he'll get a chance to call in. I know he said, you know, he stays busy as he's a recording artist and rehearses, and he's always. But he did say that he would try to call in if his schedule would permit. So hopefully, he'll give us the call. But anyway, I met Mr. Bob Baldwin last year, 2017. As I was one of the artists, I was opened up for the National Recording Artists on a Friday and Saturday for the second annual Derby City Jazz Fest, which was held here in Louisville, Kentucky, out on Churchill Downs. And Mr. Bob Baldwin, along with Mesa, Marion Meadows, the Urban Jazz Coalition, and others, Leo Tizer, and a brilliant violinist, she's going to kill me, were part of that event. And I was able to open up both nights. And I forgot what night Bob Baldwin played, but he came up to me after the gig and congratulated me and commended me on my performance, you know, with the musicians that I was with. And, you know, and so that's how it really initially started. And then we just stayed in touch. We exchanged cards, and I got a chance to hear him play for the first time. And, man, just was blown away by his gift of music. And he brought along a female vocalist to feature named Miss Latrice Bush. And if you haven't heard Latrice Bush or Bob Baldwin, I strongly suggest you guys go out and get their music. If you heard of Bob Baldwin, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't heard Latrice Bush, You got to check her out. She's on YouTube, LATRESE Bush. And then, we just started communicating, and I was following him on a lot of his gigs, you know. And then finally, reached out to him and asked him if he'd be interested in collaborating on some music sometimes. And of course, he said sure. And I was finishing up that project, that single earlier that you heard by Patti LaBelle, the other producer. And then once I finished that project, then he approached me and said, you know, because he had a chance to mix, do the mixing on the song. But once that project was complete, he asked me, you know, would I want to just collaborate and, you know, what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I would like to try to do an album or something like this. Said, well, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay. So that meant,
wow.
So he offered to produce all the music and hire all the additional musicians that he wanted. And I would just play lay my sax tracks down and any vocals or whatever. And he signed on as of September the 17th. He sent me a contract, a distribution agreement.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say that I'm blessed to sign a 3-year distribution deal with City of Sketches and City of Sketches Records.
All right. Congratulations. So,
Thank you so much.
Be hearing any more new music then sometime later in the year 2019?
Most definitely. As you can imagine, I've already got several songs that I submitted to Mr. Baldwin, and he's working on it. And however, with us being independent artists and him being an independent label, you know, funding has been a challenge because, you know, you can't just produce songs for free. So, so I've been on a little fundraising spree here and looking for I'm not ashamed to share. I'm looking for some potential sponsors, potential backers, and potential donors. So, if anyone out there has extra $1 or $2 in their bank account or in their, you know, whatever, and you'd like to contribute to the Benny J album project, feel free to do so, and I can give that information to you if you like.
Yes.
Can I share that?
Yes.
You can do it one of two ways. Either PayPal. I have a PayPal account. It's called paypal.me/BJS Enterprises. And once again, paypal.me/BJS Enterprises. Or you can go on Bob Baldwin's City Sketches site and you find his number on there and contact him, and you can forward funds to him directly. And he'll say it's for the Benny J album project. And he'll be glad to help out. Now, I'm going to be funding my own recording set, studio session. I'll be doing that, but it's the production costs and the photography and the, the other artwork and everything that needs to, that I need assistance in. But I'm slowly but surely, trying to make it happen. I believe in just stepping out on faith. And that's what I'm doing. So any assistance out there would be greatly appreciated. And I thank you once again, Brenda, for allowing me this opportunity to share my story and my journey on my entertainment and music journey.
All right. And thank you for all that information. Last but not least, what is your ultimate desire? You want people to get out of your music, Benny J?
That's a good question. I think mainly music is supposed to be inspirational and motivational. Once again, although I do, I'm not only just a jazz artist, I'm also delving R&B, funk, blues, Motown, you know, whatever. But I also have a spiritual side as well, so I never forget where my blessings come from.
Right.
But mainly, my music is trying to be, I'd like for it to be uplifting, tell a story about something. Some of my newer music, original music, is going to be probably some of the experiences that I've had personally, you know, life journey, so I can kind of share. And hopefully, I know a lot of people go through a lot of things. We all are one. We all go through everything. We're just in different areas when we go through them. So I just wanted to share what has allowed me to persevere and overcome a lot of adversity, obstacles, setbacks, you know, and all and everything.
Yeah.
And try to still stay focused on your goals and stay surrounded around positive influences and people. Always learn, go to school, learn. Always, you never get too old to learn. You know, everybody can learn something, but you have to get a good teacher. Keep your spiritual foundation solid, because that's going to be so important. Because anytime you think we're doing anything, any blessings that we get by ourselves, then we're going to be out of favor to get Lord. So all I can say is be faithful, be true to what you say, say what you mean and mean what you say, treat people the way you want to be treated, and stay humble, and God will grant you the blessings that you need. So that's really the main thing, is just to be inspirational, and if I can, you know, help somebody in what I say or do, you know, so be it.
All right, and thank you for that information. Last but not least, I would like to ask you a little bit about Roy Ayers. Now, I'm quite sure our listeners see the carousel of pictures on the picture slide, and they notice Roy Ayers by your side there. How do you feel about the missing of Roy Ayers and any work that you've done with him?
Oh, man. First of all, Mr. Roy Ayers is a legend. I was really, really blessed. I kind of stumbled upon this opportunity, really. I've been listening to Roy Ayers from 76 on, early on, you know. And actually, ironically, I want to give a shout-out to one of my homegirls from Lexington, Kentucky, named Miss Silva Cox. Silva Cox was one of Lexington's, Miss Black Lexington. And she actually had an opportunity to join when she left Lexington and went out to L.A., and she had a chance to actually play and sing with Roy Ayers and his band. Matter of fact, on one of the songs, one of Mr. Ayers' oldest songs, the song called Gotta Find a Lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Gotta Find a Lover, Gotta Find a Lover. That's Miss Silva Cox.
Okay, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So the opportunity, yeah, so fast forward to 2018, I had a chance, one of my dear friends was opening up a venue, a new venue downtown Louisville called the Robin's Nest Bourbon Bistro. And she had a ribbon cutting, you know, as a new business, and she had a reception where Mr. Ron Jones, another prominent saxophonist here in the Louisville area, who's a FAMU graduate, played, him and his band, a quartet. And then I was blessed with an opportunity to open up for Mr. Roy Ayers, as well as I think I played about a 30, 45-minute set, and that's how then I was able to. Yeah, and I was also responsible for hiring at least a bass player and drummer to accompany his musical director, which is Mr. Mark Adams out of New York. And those guys were there. Yeah, so that's Mr. Sean Cato was on drums, and Charles Brown was on bass. It was a blessing. It was a great opportunity, Mr. Ayers, to be able to see him play. He can still play and play proficiently well, and that was just a blessing. And you know, what can I say? And Miss Paulette Johnson, I have to give her a shout out too. She was also singing vocals and did that night some justice as well with her talented self.
Right. Well, thank you for that information.
That's how it all came about, you know.
Yeah, thank you for that information. And we'll all
thank you for asking.
say a prayer for Roy Ayers and his family. And he did play beautiful music. We're almost at the end of our showcase, Benny Jane. You are more than welcome to continue to give a shout-out to any persons that supported you on your musical journey.
Oh, great.
Any.
Well, first of all, I want to definitely thank my mother. Like I said, she although she was visually impaired, she, when I was in the fifth grade and first started playing saxophone, she made sure that she sacrificed her SSI check to make sure I had a horn to practice with and play. So she paid my monthly horn rental fees early on from the fifth grade to the eighth grade. So, Mom, thank you, love you. RIP, rest in heavenly peace. I have to thank all the band directors that I've had a chance to be a part of. Mr. Boyd at Bate Junior High School. Like I said, Mr. William Gravely when I started out at Tolliver Elementary. Junior High School, Winburn, Miss O'Nan. I played from the eighth grade to the ninth grade, and I started getting in sports after that. I want to thank, my first band, first professional band I played with when I made my first $5 was a band when I was in Charlotte Court. I moved back to Lexington when I was in the thing. I want to thank Mr. Billy Boy, Robert Skeets, Buchanan, rest in peace. Mr. George Fain, call him Willie Fain, and Tiffon Tilford, rest in peace. Those are the first guys I played professionally with. I want to thank T.D. Young. He allowed me to play in Spontaneous Combustion for a brief time when they were on Prawl Street, and he's doing great things. I want to thank all the my K-State marching band, concert, jazz band, pep band family that I was blessed to have played in. Mr. David Anderson, who actually took me under his wing when I was a freshman at K-State, because I hadn't got a chance to see read music for a couple of years since I was playing in bands. And I was, you know, playing by ear by then, but I did initially start out reading music, but he took me under wing and really refined my playing, my technique. I want to thank Reggie Calloway and his mother, Miss Gloria Larson. Reggie Calloway, that's what really changed my whole momentum in wanting to pursue performance, because Reggie Calloway, my freshman year, put together musicians from a jazz band and a female vocalist from the K-State Gospel Ensemble. And they went on to form the techno-funk group known as Midnight Star.
Midnight Star?
Reggie,
wow.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah.
Reggie was definitely influenced. And his mother, Miss Gloria Larson, helped me, gave me great wisdom in the music business. And all the members of Midnight Star, past and present, thank you all for your influence, if you're out there. Ed Garner. I can't forget Ed Garner. Ed Garner. After the band breakup syndrome, before I go there, I want to thank Van Dyke and the Razzmatazz. I played in Touch of Funk. My man Frank Lawson gave me an opportunity, and Daryl Jones. When Daryl Jones is another good guy, great saxophonist. He left at that time and went back to school in Weston. That's what opened up for me to be in Touch of Funk. So thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Frank, for allowing me to trust me to be able to be my first. And that's when Silver, yeah. And then going on into Razzmatazz, man, J.J. Davis, I can go on and on, T-Bone. But Cockles 2 Band, as I mentioned before, with Ron Booth and Rick Abbott, Tony Hartsfield, oh, my God.
Tony Ward. Oh,
my God, just Calculus 2. It was and what's so funny about it, the name we came up with Calculus 2 was Tony Ward. Was a student at K-State. He was a calculus major, and he had a book over on the sitting on the seat in the band room, and that's how we came up with Calculus 2.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. But Ed Garner, getting back to Ed Garner, after I went through the band breakup syndrome, Ed Garner out of Lexington, man, he's the one that really came up to me and encouraged me that I should start my own band. I thought, you know, and that's when I came up with the Benny J and Friends concept. And I ain't going to lie, when I first started about it, I was kind of nervous about it because I didn't want anybody to think I was too, you know, arrogant or, you know, all in myself. But when I stepped back and prayed about it, I said, you know what, I am Benny J, and I do have friends. So I started hiring, you know, friends and showcasing the talent. That's pretty much the concept of it. I just showcase talent. And so I want to thank Ed Garner for giving me that encouraged me to step out on faith to start my own thing, and I've hadn't any headaches ever since. Gosh, I can go on and on. Silver Cox, all my current band members that I've been able to hire to play with me. Gosh, I mean, I can go on and on. God, all the keyboard players, Tim Talbert. How much time I got?
We only got 20 minutes, but there's a couple of things I want to ask you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to get that shout out at. Oh, Lord, I was on a roll there, girl.
Yeah, you were. But that's all right. People love to hear their
but
names.
I'm grateful,
and the shout
but I'm grateful. Yeah, but I'm really grateful to all the musicians and vocalists that that have graced me with their presence on the stage. And, you know, and like I said, when you see a Benny J and Friends concept or performance, it's never the same personnel. And that's the beauty of it. You know, I love giving everybody an opportunity to share the stage and to share their talent, you know, and we have
right.
a good time, you know, and we also, you know, we make sure that we entertain the crowd that we're hired to entertain. And that's what it's about.
All right. Okay, now I wanted to ask you, have you ever did a performance at the Breckenridge Hotel, which is Jerry and Friends? It's a club.
Have I done one now?
A live performance event at Jerry and Friends at the Breckenridge Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky.
Jerry Green and Friends?
Yeah, Jerry Green and Friends.
I have.
The host, his name is Warner.
Wallace Garner.
Yes, Wallace Garner.
Wallace Garner the Third.
Wallace Garner the Third. Yes. Have you ever did a performance there at Jerry Green and Friends?
Well, I'll say this: I have performed at Jerry Green and Friends when an outside promoter brought an event there, and but I haven't had an opportunity yet to do an event with Mr. Wallace Garner III. He's a good. Let me applaud him as we speak for bringing some great jazz music to the Jerry Green and Friends. Yes, him. And
yeah.
He's brought some phenomenal talent there. I think the last one he had was Stanley Clark. He brought Gerald Albright there, Miss Althea Renee, Huge Groove, Norman Brown. I mean, he's done a great job in bringing music here. But I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Maxwell Hassan, Kareem Hassan. Hassan Kareem and Mr. Eric Talbert. They've also brought jazz to Louisville metro area through the Derby City Jazz Fest. And so I was blessed to be a part of the first and the inaugural one in the second year last year. And also a guy named Gerald Bell been bringing some good jazz down to the Iroquois Park. I want to give all those promoters and their associates, man, a round of applause for bringing live music to Louisville, and also need to bring some more to Lexington as well. So I'm hoping I can be a part of a coalition that maybe do that, as well as other areas that maybe need some talent. And I love while I got this out of my mind. I'd love to. My motto is "Half gig, will travel." So if you have an event. Cultural arts event or gala, ball, wedding, family reunion, or whatever, bar mitzvah, whatever, you know, feel free to reach out, you know, and we'll provide you with the music that you desire and request. We usually have anywhere from a 3 to 6 piece band with the female vocalist, male vocalist, and we'll also provide a DJ or you can provide your own DJ however you like, but my motto is have gig ... will travel. Okay, so hit me up.
All right.
I'm on Facebook, and if you have any requests for my presence and my music, like I said, we do everything from R&B to smooth jazz to Motown to blues, and we'll make sure we accommodate you.
All Well, I've already got a few calls about asking you to come down here to Indiana, here in Evansville, Indiana. I've already got.
Oh, man, I'd love to.
Yeah, so I'll talk to you later about that. But meanwhile, I want to talk about this other single called Precious Lord, this track I want to play. You have a little brief story because we only got 15 minutes and our showcase is short. Bob Baldwin, we've been waiting for you to call on the show. The guest line number is 657-383-0771. You have a couple minutes before I play this last song, and then I'm signing out. But go ahead and speak about Precious Lord, Vinny J.
Okay, well, thank you, Zwitter. Before I do that, I just want to know, I just got a message from Mr. Bob Baldwin. I asked him, could he call in, please? He said, Benny, I'm in a session. Tried to break away, but no luck, unfortunately. So
okay.
maybe we'll get a chance to come on again at some point. You know, then he'd be happy to be a part of this. But like I said, he stays busy. He's either recording or practicing, touring. But he was gracious enough. But I can't wait to get in the studio with him. I should be in a session with him right now, but I'm waiting on my turn. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway,
all right. Well,
but Precious Lord, but I just thought I just want to share that he was making an effort to get here, but he couldn't break away. But nevertheless, Precious Lord came about. We're trying to find a filler for the CD project that me and Ron Booth, who called in earlier, had for our record. Back then we had a cassette and CD project, and we're trying to find a filler. And we thought, you know what? It'd be nice to end the whole CD, the song sequence, with a nice spiritual. And so after praying on it, literally, I said, well, Precious Lord, you know, that sounds good. And although we recorded that song out at Falk Studio, which is formerly called Falk Studio, Mr. Falk, but I hired George Shaw, from here in Louisville, to accompany me on that. So he's actually playing the piano, and we just went in there, did it freelance, and as you said, you know, and we'll see how you like it.
Yeah, well, I love it. Is there any other information you would like to give right now before we'll close the show? You want to mention about the album project, information about the PayPal info again?
I would love to. Once again, we are seeking your blessings and your support, either through sponsorship, backer. You know, you know someone that's capable of backing a project. You know, there's arrangements that we can make for that, and also any donors anywhere. You know, we're always welcoming donors, and you can send that any donations via PayPal at, once again, paypal.me/BJS Enterprises, plural. Once again, paypal.me/BJS Enterprises. Or you can forward your funds directly to Mr. Baldwin, and you can reach him at citysketches.com, CITYSKETCHES.com, and it'll bring up his phone information. He can direct you as how you can forward your funds to get this project started. But we're excited. We're trying to get a 5-track EP and a 10 to 12 track album, and got some good material, originals and cover tunes. So I think you'll like it for what we got going on, and I'm excited about it. And once again, thank you, Brenda, also known as Miss Lady Diva, for the opportunity to share my journey with you and your support and listeners.
And I am so awed that you came onto my show, Benny J. You are forever in my heart, and I'm one of your number one fans. I'll be following you for a very long time. You keep making that beautiful music. And more blessings to you. Thank you all, listeners, for all tuning in. Thank you for your support, calling on the show, and giving Bennie J a shout out. And thank you, everyone. This is Brenda Moss for Let's Jazz It Up, Law Talk Radio, signing out. This is Precious Lord. Thank you, everyone. Everyone, have a blessed evening. And bless
thank you,
you
so
Bennie
much.
J.
God bless.